It is time, now it's time for the Tuesday Titter. Yeah. Little extended remix. Hi, everybody. It's Ronald George Moore with the Manitoba Money Shot Podcast. Coming to you from Nopoto in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. The heart of the country. And we're looking pretty good. I gotta say, yesterday was such a beautiful day. Did we need jackets? No. Gorgeous day walking the dog. Fantastic. Although, you're going to get a lot of booters if you don't have the good footwear. Because, man, there's just slushy puddles on every sidewalk. Sometimes you got little mini lakes happening and you got to walk on the road. And then when you get home, the dog is just... it's got a belly full of wet, gross, snowy dirt. You got to... problems, eh? Problems. Oh, it's like fucking Jingle Bells over here. Notifications. Oh my God, we're going on a cruise and my entire family is on this thread. And it's just notifications all day. Ding, there it is. They go off. It's about nothing. What does your app say? Should I be there tomorrow? I don't know. I'll look at it later. Anyway, we'll talk about that in a sec. But I wanted to first get into Robin's. I got the whole homebrew going. Yesterday, there was a big meetup at Robin's, if you didn't know. The Manitoba Podcast Festival, Witch Police host Sam Thompson, he likes to have these gatherings every once in a while. And it's pretty cool, you know, he puts out the call. Tan hut, the Sarge says, and everyone stands at attention, heads down, and meets up, and it was fun. He's done this before. I've never been to one. I came very close. My social anxiety said, don't do it. So I didn't go in. I drove down there and I just stayed in the car, turned around or whatever. I just drove right by. Even though it's my favorite Robin's in Winnipeg on York Street. It's just so nice and big and great for meetings because, like, you walk in and you got the restaurant, but then there are the bathrooms. It's kind of like a horseshoe, and you go to the other side, and you got like a nice little private area, almost like a VIP section. And there was about 8 of us? Yeah, maybe 8, 10 of us. And it was great. We're just talking about microphones and AI and the Manitoba Podcast Festival. Sam wants to start her up again. Which is how I got involved in the first place, because... the meetings at Robin's, once COVID hit, turned into like online Zoom meetings. And I was a part of those, which was pretty cool. I really enjoyed those things. And I thought I was going to be involved in the online Manitoba Podcast Festival festivities. But that didn't happen. Sam did have the podcast festival happen during COVID, and I'm sure those videos are still up at his Witch Police Radio YouTube page. Oh God, or actually I bet you it's its own YouTube page. It's been a while, I haven't looked it up. Anyway, who was there? I tell you, well, we had representatives from Witch Police Radio, the Sean Geek and Fast Fret podcast, Giving Up the Ghost podcast, Creative Conundrums, Two Baked Girls, which is a YouTube podcast, and of course, your man, RGM. So it was fun, we talked, and it was great, and that was that. 2 hours, and then I realized, oh shit, I gotta pick up the boy. We have a noon breakfast date, whipped him up some breakfast yesterday. We watched the new Curb Your Enthusiasm. R.I.P. to Richard Lewis, man. He's, oh my God, he's just so talented and dearly missed. And it's funny, on the show, I don't want to give any spoilers, but they do talk about his death a little bit, which is odd, you know. And coincidentally, you know, the new show that my partner Carolyn and I are binging is the Larry Sanders Show. And last night, we get 2 or 3 in a day. And last night, the 90s Richard Lewis is on as a guest on Larry Sanders. So it was cool to get kind of a double shot of him before and after. I don't know what that means, but yeah, it was great. Richard Lewis is awesome. And Gary Shandling, of course, like, wow, it's so great. The reason we're binging the Larry Sanders Show is because it's one that kept popping up my algorithm. Did I speak about this? Probably. Kept coming up in my YouTube algorithm. I guess someone just started posting it online. And I was telling Carolyn, and she's like, oh, she's only seen a couple episodes, and we just finished Deadwood after about a month and a half. So we're like, okay, let's do it. Let's start Larry Sanders. Which is funny, though, it's not all available on YouTube, so occasionally we have to go to Apple TV and pay for an episode or a season, which is totally worth it to watch them in order. It's so great. Oh, Artie, Carolyn's new favorite thing on Earth is Rip Torn. Last night she goes, can you read me a bedtime story? And I was like, yeah, I'll, if you want. And but no, specifically, can you read me Rip Torn's IMDb? It's like, you got it, babe. Oh, God, that was funny. And he's an accomplished actor. You know, he's won. He was nominated every year. It was on four seasons, Larry Sanders. And if I'm not mistaken, he was nominated for his role as best supporting actor in a television comedy every year, and finally won on the last year or something like that. He won an Emmy for that role. He's just perfect. God damn it. And then, of course, you have Hank, who's hysterical. In the first season, he's just kind of more naive and lame. But in this, they really ramp up his assholeness in the second season. So that's a lot of fun. Oh, so much fun making popcorn, watching Larry Sanders. And it's just, once again, the just to see all the 90s celebrities, 1990s celebrities on the show is pretty cool. So far, we've seen Robin Williams, Bob Saget, Carol Burnett. Well, it's just tons of people. As I said, Richard Lewis, Phil Hartman. I was like, whoa, Phil Hartman, he has a few lines on it. That was like pretty awesome. Larry Sanders, check it out. Yeah. Robin. Last week I went to Club Happenings, which is the local, I guess, the most well-known gay bar in the city, which is located at the old cavern under the old Toad in the Hole. Nothing has stayed the same in the last 10 years. But, okay, so if you're in the Village, what is it called upstairs now? You know, it's like the bar on the east side of Osborne, and there's an upstairs and a downstairs. You go doot-doot-doot-doot-doot-doot. What the fuck is it called upstairs? Well, anyway, it's Club Happenings is the old cavern. And so you go down there, and really, the look of it has not changed all that much. You're going to find a lot more rainbow flags than it used to have, but the layout's the same. And yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was an open mic night. Usually it's supposed to be hosted by Sarah Jane Martin, who I really like and think is so funny. The host was a dude named Les, who was very funny. He really kept the show flowing and didn't, you know, make it all about himself, which sometimes a host will do. It was awesome. So it was, as I said, it was open mic night. We had Scott Porteous. Burp, 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 burp. And I went down there with the purpose of doing 5 minutes along with Derek Kixon, who was he is the first guest I ever interviewed on this show, and longtime friend, longtime comedy friend who has not done stand-up in a long time. So we were going to go down and do it. I bailed, I chickened out because I thought I just didn't. I had a routine I did last year, and I was like, I wanted to create something new, but I was like, nah, forget it, you know. But that was the most dumbest thing I could have done, because everybody in the bar went up on stage. I was the only audience. The bartender and myself, we were the only two people who didn't get up on that stage that night. And I think maybe there was a security guy. But everyone else went up. You had Bob Banks, who's doing the improv at the Limelight. He was doing some stand-up, which was pretty cool to see him do that. You had, as I said, Scott Porteous. Derek, a few other people. I can't particularly remember their names. Oh, what's his name? Dewey. Dewey was there. He's a lot of fun. So that was awesome. Jeff. I don't want to ruin that. It's hard to keep track of everybody in this city who does stand-up comedy. You know, there's so many rooms. But anyway, at the end of the night, I'm like, why the fuck didn't I just go up there? And I could have just done crowd work. I found a lot of people were doing like kind of like half riffing and half jokes. And I was like, I could have done that. But in the end, no. When I get back from this cruise, I'll I'll go at it again. The cruise is happening on the weekend, and I'm going to be gone. There's going to be some sporadic episodes happening simply because I know there's internet, but I don't know how well it's going to be on this cruise ship, Royal Caribbean Cruise. We're going for 8 nights, and, you know, a lot of people are very excited. Let's say, you know, my family members are going, and I'm just like, kind of like, I don't know. I don't think it's a great idea to be out in the middle of the ocean. Even on like a big ass ship, I just keep thinking of all the issues that are going to go wrong with this trip, and I can't really dive into the happiness of it, which is fine. I like being that guy. I feel as I lean on the side of caution, you know, always, and anything that can go wrong will go wrong. That's my outlook. But I'm sure once I'm there, I'll relax a little. But it's the getting there. It's the 2 flights. It's the overnight in Fort Lauderdale. I don't know what to expect. And frankly, with 2 kids, well, 1 now, my son's an adult. Well, not in the States, actually. He's still a kid. How does that work? 18, he's an adult, but he can't drink till he's whatever. Ugh, it's frustrating. And also, we're doing overnight bags. And my daughter's like, are you crazy? I'm bringing a bag, you know. Most normal people do bring bags, but, you know, I have no money, so it's like $50 if you want to bring an extra. So I am so used to just going off for long trips and just having everything in one bag. I'm a really awesome packer, but it makes sense to bring a bag, especially because my daughter needs all the clothes options that women need, right? Carolyn's really good. She can pack really well with but you know, there's probably going to be souvenirs and trinkets you want to bring back, so why not have some extra space? So we're bringing a bag so my 15-year-old daughter can put on a fashion show. That's what she wants to do. Fine! But, so obviously I'll be reporting on this cruise ship when we get back, so, but that's near the end of the month, and, wow. Whoa. And Weezer is playing Toronto. They're playing the Blue Album front to back, and, I'm just getting a text now about the show because we have friends in Toronto. Very good friends. Hello, very good friends in Toronto. I'm just wondering if they want to go. If they want to go, maybe we'll go. What am I doing here? Okay. Bye.